Institute.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
How's it going, everyone?
All right. How's it going? You like it doing what?
What's the crack, everyone? It's a bonus episode of Stall where we answer your questions.
It is, yeah. It is.
And we do answer them real good for you, yeah? So don't be annoying us with any of that shite stuff about fucking poxy bleeding. What are they called? Tree houses, not. Don't be telling us you built a tree house that's on the ground, yeah?
I won't hear a bad word said about James from Georgia or
fucking
his treehouse.
Absolute gentleman.
I let him have it.
Part of the treehouse.
You remember who we're talking about?
So, yeah, yeah. Now I know. You have really drilled it into me.
Yeah,
stuck
so
after the 15th time.
Any questions?
We got a few questions from Jason, who sent them both to Talking Bollocks and Stall It this week.
One or the other, Paul, yeah.
Pick a lane, pick a side, for fuck's sake.
Get in that treehouse there, pal.
So he, I feel like there's potential for you to take this in a different direction to where the lads sucker. So, just as an experiment.
A bit more adventurous, like.
Question one. Do sharks need to take a bath?
For fuck's sake. It's 10:30 in the morning.
Not 10:30, we were all late.
They jump out of the water and jump into a bath. Did you not know that?
No, sharks don't need to fucking take a bath.
They're in the big bath. They're in the biggest bath in the world.
The big salty bath.
This was my point. Calvin argues that sharks need a bath. He has seen filthy sharks that need a wash.
That's not filthy sharks. They're war sharks.
Oh, yeah?
They've seen it all. They have war scars. It's not the word scars.
They've lived a life. It's kind of like whales. You know when you see whales and they have coral grown on them and it's on their back and they just can't get it and there's other fish eating on them and all.
That'd be a melt. Imagine not being able to get that off you. Now if you have an itch like any like
fish there.
Thank God I have long arms to scratch that. Mm. They can't do that. They can't get them barnacles off them.
Like there's some fish, possibly whales, who just happily let other fish go into their mouth and clean out their mouth.
Meat them.
They don't eat them.
Loads of fishes meet them at the same time. Get in there and eat me leftovers, you feckers.
Question two from Jason. Jason is from Dublin and he lives in Kerry, by the way.
Sorry to hear about
that. Actually from Kilmore in Coolock, next to Joe's house.
Alright.
Oh, he's very disappointed he'll never try his spice bag.
Well, that's gone for good now, so you'll never try it. No one ever will unless he makes a comeback.
A high profile comeback.
He didn't even give it enough legs to let it be known that it's out there.
Yeah.
That like the comeback is kind of like,
oh, just the fucking Instagram page alone has 2,000 followers. For a food truck page, that's insane.
It's not bad.
A food truck that did 3 or 4.
Yeah, events. Just in general, like for any food company to have that many followers.
Yeah, but you had the platform to promote it.
We brought it out 8 times in total.
You brought the
It doesn't feel fair. It feels so.
So I suppose if you have 2,000 followers on the page, it will be a comeback. This is my comeback, you know.
If anyone has a pub with a big back garden or something like that, somewhere we can put it, but until then we can't find one. And
you're a bit like the Sex Pistols.
Go to the bottom of the hill in Finglas. There's loads of food trucks at the end of the bottom of the hill in Finglas. All new ones, yeah. Spuds and all.
Really?
Yeah, like spuds and stuff.
Permanently?
Yeah, just in the car park. So if one of them bounces, you could be down at the bottom of the hill in Finglas with the spice bags. All the umplas would be down there now. They'd love that.
I'd start a little spice bag war with Taiwan.
I wouldn't win.
Yeah, I wouldn't go picking that fight.
It's a tough.
They don't even do a spice bag.
What? there's a gap in the market.
I don't know, do they?
Sure.
Last time I checked, they didn't. They do. Don't do a munchie box.
Okay.
Why?
Silly. Silly feckers.
Love them.
But yeah, anyway, you never got to try the spice bag. Very exclusive group of people did.
If we were to ever do another live show, would you bring it out of retirement?
Well, I had it at the live show.
Well, maybe not. Well, maybe the bit, put it in the same location.
The bit that you gave us at the end of it wouldn't fill a gap in your tooth.
Well, that's yeah.
One bag between the entire backstage bar area.
That's
just the working team backstage. Everybody.
The VIP area. Because we were too busy. We were too busy giving it to the real fans. The people that actually came. The queue was very long. A lot of people at that had tried us. So a lot of people that listened to this podcast did actually try the very good spice bag.
There's a rivalry out there. And this isn't an ad, by the way.
Oh, shit.
But
you start
the Fit Foods spice bag is decent.
You're just angling for a Fit Foods deal now, aren't you?
I'm just...
That reeks of an angle there.
Come and get me, please.
If I wanted free spice bag Fit Foods, I'd get them. I'll pay them. I'll buy them two for $8.50 or something. Fine. I'll pay for it. I'm always paying for it.
He got me one as a gift once.
They are nice.
They are nice, yeah.
They're pretty good.
It was a gift, but I think he just wanted someone else to talk to about
the Fit Foods.
Yeah, because he had been talking about it a lot in the weeks leading up to that.
When you were in Washington, I brought money in. But I met him in Dunn's when I was buying it.
There's no such thing as a microwaved spice bag good.
I believe there is.
You can never microwave chips. Chips will never come out right if you microwave them.
These do.
Question number two from Jason. If animals could talk, I'm going to ban the answer seagulls here, okay?
Wasn't even thinking of seagulls.
You will when I finish the question. If animals could talk, who would be the rudest? Which animal would constantly complain or give the most sass? You also can't say cats.
Ah, fuck.
Talking bollocks.
A goat would be up there.
I think a goat is just like a little child going, meh. My, can I have
the noise? Some of the noises they make,
they sound human.
All that, no.
You'd have to go for a little fox,
a chihuahua.
Fox be a little prick.
My dog keeps biting everyone. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Go through your beans and everything, rooting through your beans.
He's hungry.
Yeah, but then it looks at you.
Ah, they leg it. They're afraid of you. Yeah, big time.
They stop at a distance and then look back at you and just go, ha.
Do you ever hear them screaming at night?
No.
Oh, sound like children. Like babies crying.
How do you know it's not?
Hopefully not. Hopefully that's not a baby crying that I hear at night.
What's the question? Which one would be the sassiest?
Go, I'm telling you, little go.
I think owls are little shits. They just stand on an edge on that little branch on that perch, and they just look around and judge everyone. And just go, whoo. Real fucking...
That's a pigeon.
Real... And they blink and all. They're just so chill. And they sleep during the day because they're lazy bitches. And then they just come out at night.
Yeah. What about a wasp? They're not sassy. They're just evil, aren't they?
They're like little scumbags.
They're like little... Yeah.
Rob your phone if they could.
The little Montclair crew.
Do you remember happy slapping? They'd be the type of animal that would happy slap you.
Jockey in the schoolyard and standing in your trousers kind of thing.
Just for
the
life.
So you can't pull them back up.
Yeah. An L would be up there.
Just sassy, is it?
Rude. Complaining, giving sass.
Ah.
A slot.
Another lazy bastard.
Lazy git.
Question number three. What is the worst movie ever made?
Fuck.
The Room. But it's a cult classic. It's pretty shit though. But it's become a thing where it's not shit because it's so shit. Shaolin Soccer.
Ooh, that's shit.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I went to see that in the pictures. Do you know what else seen the pictures and I walked out when I was a kid? Tim Burton's The Corpse's Bride.
Oh, that's fucking brilliant.
Leg that I did.
Scared?
No, just thought it was crap.
Yeah, you were scared.
No, I wasn't.
You were? You were a little scaredy cat.
I wasn't.
You were a little scaredy weirdy.
I've seen real scarier films than that. Shaolin Soccer was pretty bad. Remember he kicked the can of minerals? And it broke down a wall. So I remember. Sticks in my head. It was pretty shit.
Next one. Remember Michal the Farmer?
I do.
John?
I don't.
Didn't think so. Right, he sent us another video. I don't know what this is, but I'll play it for us now.
Oh, he sent us a video before. I remember someone sent me
the lamb.
James in Georgia cares.
He does.
He's our best listener. He's our number one listener. That is incredible. 10 episodes of what? And he's...
So that is Michal. Looks like he's trimming the nails of his sheep. Yeah, don't know. We probably got that term wrong. Is he inviting us? Or either he's just upset that we referred to James from Georgia as our best listener, or he's...
The two of them are up there.
Oh, another spice bag one. Wayne, Joe, Wayne what? Wants you to share your spice bag recipe with him.
Never, Wayne. Never.
Yeah,
couldn't
in
do
a million
that.
Years.
I couldn't. I could, it's not that complicated, but I wouldn't share me curry sauce. Me curry sauce thing. Me curry sauce recipe.
Couldn't yeah. do that.
I'm like Krabby Krabs, Mr. Krabs with his
money.
Krabby Patty recipe.
Paul wants to know, would you rather have bionic arms or bionic legs?
Oh, bionic legs.
I'd like them all. Go down like Robocop.
I was going to say, I presume we're treating bionic here in the superhero sense, yeah?
Oh, yeah, I'd like bionic like legs and then the box walls down.
Why would you want to do that? Walk on the sights?
Yeah.
Oh, get like, down in there.
Get that wall down there. Do the job of 50 men.
But if you had bionic legs, you could kick it down.
Yeah, but it's just cooler punching it, isn't it?
I'd say it'd be cooler kicking it.
Would you?
Like Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Oh, that's like Shaolin Soccer, though. He had like that power.
Amazing.
With a football.
And you could jump real high. You could probably jump to wherever you need to go if you had bionic legs.
Yeah,
or run.
You could climb things better.
I'm not with arms. Man, imagine having bionic legs.
Can they shoot lasers? Can you shoot lasers out your eyes?
Why would bionic legs give you that power?
I don't know, I feel like if you have that, you have to shoot lasers out of your eyes. If you have them, like obviously you could do that as well.
And are you saying that's an advantage bionic legs have over bionic arms?
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to allow that.
Okay.
That makes the decision too easy for you.
Would you like to shoot lasers out of your eyes?
Just like that instead of both?
I'd probably pick shooting lasers out of my eyes over both, yeah.
Yeah.
Would you?
No. Bionic legs, man.
Oh, lasers out your eyes, man.
Running around the place. And laser you could wear place. Trousers, no one would know. And then you'd just be real fast. And they'd be like, look, he's real fast.
he's real quick or something.
And he's wearing jeans. He must be chafing sweating. To bits.
Running marathons in jeans. And
no one would know.
Oh, you'd be caught in the end.
No.
They'd know because of this.
They wouldn't. I'd delete this. If I ever got bionic legs... If Elon Musk ever sorted me out with a pair of bionic legs, would you, if it was an option, cut your legs off if it meant you could get bionic legs?
Definitely not.
Why?
I like the way they are, thanks.
Why?
Just fucking... I probably would. Yeah, I probably would then.
They look real. They'd look real.
I'd do it for a few quid.
I'd do it. I'd pay 100 grand to chop my legs
off. Does anyone have bionic?
Yeah, bionic legs.
Is that a thing?
They're
like super soldiers.
Sophisticated.
Do you know Bucky out of Marvel? Bucky. He has like a bionic arm and he can punch walls real hard.
Oh, yeah.
And he knocked down and he walks on the side.
You're mad about punching walls, man.
I'd fucking love to.
Oh, and check that out.
Oh, no, yeah. A lot of holes in the wall at home. FIFA and that, innit?
Hmm.
Or look, I'd be happy with either, but I'd preferably like lasers shooting out. Yeah.
Okay. Fair. Fair.
How did he go out your eyes? Or is it like you have to wear sunglasses?
No, I'm not Cyclops out of X-Men. It's like Superman, just like, I want to shoot lasers, so I'll just do it now, real quick.
That would be a kill power.
If I have one more for you then.
Jeez, this turned into the bloody man.
I think Joe will have an interesting take on this.
Oh, shit. A lot of pressure on me now.
Yeah. From Kate. Lads, I got this text from a friend as an excuse for why she couldn't make plans I'd been looking forward to for ages. Sorry girl, have a sunburned bullock.
Bum? What's a bullock?
Bullock?
It is a young male cow. Cattle, whatever the collective term is. Obviously cow is female. Oh. Micheál's not going to be happy.
So she cancelled our plans because her calf was sunburned?
Yes.
The damage is done though.
Anyway, the question from Kate then is, what would you make of that? It's the truth and fair enough, or is she really just a shite liar? The question is, would you believe that, basically?
No. I think that's like me dog at me homework.
That's a lame excuse, yeah. Of a sunburned bullock.
And we don't know how possible it is for a bullock to be sunburned, or how serious it is if they are sunburned.
Maybe it is a thing.
What are you going to do to it? Bring it out the gaff?
Bit of after sun.
Aloe vera in the bat?
I'll just rub a bit of fucking aloe vera onto him, yeah.
Onto the bullock.
Then go for you. Did they use this as an excuse to get out of going to the pub?
They seem to have had plans
to go somewhere,
long in place something. And Kate's friend cancelled because of the sunburned bullock.
I'd ask for evidence. We'll be like, here, send us a photo of your sunburned bullock.
Did she misspell bollocks? And does,
I don't believe so.
No.
I wouldn't imagine.
Jesus Christ.
I didn't even know a bullock was a calf.
I said, what are you doing being friends with a farmer? I'd fucking go over to the gaff and check.
Right, we'll wrap it up there.
Will we? Well, she's a lawyer. Your friend's a fucking lawyer.
Yeah,
she's no friend of yours. Are you a farmer as well? There's so many questions with these questions. What was your plans? Where were you going? Maybe the plans were shy.
Yeah,
maybe
sand up bullock.
Your plans.
Sorry to Micheál on a lot of levels there.
Micheál?
Jesus Christ. The man, the farmer who sent the video.
Micheál Martin.
Oh, yeah, but that wasn't Micheál that sent in the message, was it?
No, but we've just said a few things about farming that are obviously...
He can relate to because he sends his videos of him farming all the time.
Insulting him.
Well, he can...
What if he's not a farmer? He just keeps going to farms and pretending he's a farmer just so he can send us voice clips.
I couldn't have more admiration for someone dedicating themselves to a bit that much. That would be fantastic.
Imagine he was just from Keulach.
Yeah.
And he just kept going to the country to do some bits to that and send it to us.
Getting chased off that mountain every few months.
And he goes back to the gaff and he's like, Filts. Think I'm a farmer.
Right,
I'm going to leg it. See ya.
If you have any questions, send them into stall@goloudnow.com.
It's important.